isn't a court proceeding or anything like that. I mean, we just need to get Francisco's side of the story in response to the letter.
You are getting that, but you have to have some information so that this thing can be clarified. I've been doing this for a long time. I know what I'm doing. I'm not creating a Perry Mason trial here. I'm going to read a response, and then if you have clarifying questions, I'll be glad to respond to them.
Okay.
As you stated in your notification of contemplation of disciplinary action letter, I have the opportunity to correct any errors in your information as well as try to tell my side of the story. My intent now is to do so. You state that on your October 24th, 2012 letter, I expressed to Mr. Gibbons and Mr. Cromie that Mr. Maestas needed to be investigated for violating career service rules. To the best of my recollection, I don't believe that I asked for any for an investigation. I feel that a better representation of my report is the actual email message, which reads, Mr. Cromie, it is with much regret for me to inform you that one of our union members has reported to me violations of career service rules, and I can no longer bear this burden on my conscience, in part for the safety of the public as well as for Mr. Maestas. An individual approached me and stated that they witnessed Mr. Maestas smoking a pipe and smelled marijuana. This took place at Stapleton Rec Center at the rear of the back door facing the alley the week of October 7th, 2012. This individual who reported this to me wishes to remain anonymous for...
Excuse me, Ed. You need to respond to the allegation. You don't need to read us that.
Did you hear what I said? You want my response?
You're not giving a response.
Do you want to hear my response?
You're recounting.
I'm sorry.
Information
do you want my response or not? Do you want my response?
You're not stating a response. You're actually reading an email.
Ma'am, you are not to interfere. This is our meeting. You're there to record this meeting and let me finish. That's all you're supposed to do.
But you're not responding. You're just reading data.
Are you understanding me? You don't speak for him. I'm speaking for him. This is our response to the letter.
I'm not speaking for
him. You better pause this tape and go get your supervisor.
I don't need to do that.
Well, then don't tell me what I'm going to do.
What is your response? What is your response, Ed?
Again, I'm going to give you one last time.
Ed.
Let me do my meeting.
Ed, tone it down, please.
Don't tell me how I'm going to do my meeting. I've done this for 11 years, and all of a sudden she's going to come and tell me how I'm going to do it?
All I'm asking you for is your response. That is not a response. You're reading us an email. So what is his position?
I am not finished. Either you let me finish my pre-dis or we're walking out of here.
That's fine.
And then I'll go straight to your director, Nita Henry, and find out what the problem is.
Okay, proceed, but with a response.
The individual who reported this to me wishes to remain anonymous for fear of reprisal, but, like I stated earlier, I can no longer bear this burden, so I leave it in your hands. I have attached the actual email for your reference as well.